Okay, well, good afternoon. I am Katie Troxler, and I'm here to represent the San Mateo County Health Department, specifically in the Health Policy and Planning Unit. And today I'm going to discuss our youth development efforts across the Health Department and lessons we've learned through this experience. This work is especially interesting or special to me because it aligns with my own young adult development in the public health world. And when I was told I would be working on youth development projects, I didn't really understand the concept of youth development and how it related to public health. But now, however, I've been grateful to have been assigned to this work, and it's left me with a deeper understanding of what a health department can do within a community. And this commitment to raise healthy, thriving young people is definitely important in public health. And so first, I must state that there are no personal financial relationships to disclose. And to put our work in context, consider the nature of our community. San Mateo is one of the 9 San Francisco Bay Area counties, ranking 3rd wealthiest, according to a 2008 report. So San Mateo is sizable. It's a sizable county with resources, but we still experience health disparities among different segments of our population. The county health department is quite large in terms of staff and budget, and so we're able to offer a wide variety of services and programs to our residents. The Health Policy and Planning Unit, which I'm a member of, we focus on long-term strategic initiatives to eliminate these health disparities across the county. Okay, so 10 years ago, as work to improve the health of young people was well underway, the Health Department officially committed to using the Search Institute's 40 developmental asset framework to direct our youth development efforts across the department and the county as a whole. The Search Institute is a group based out of Minneapolis, and they were the founders, originators of these 40 developmental assets that I'll talk about later. A variety of follow-up activities following this official commitment highlighted the relationship between youth development and the department's mission to build a healthy community. The 2006 survey mentioned here was conducted within the 26 programs that serve youth and families to determine where we were as a health department in intentionally building assets. The survey analysis revealed that there were opportunities to expand this work around strengthening young people. As the department moved forward with its youth development efforts, after this internal assessment, it was important to consider the different frameworks available when we're talking about youth services. Two that surfaced were risk reduction and youth asset development. Risk reduction approaches focus on minimizing the chances of unhealthy behavior among youth. This approach is founded on the assumption that there is an inherent problem with young people and they need to be fixed. In contrast, the Youth Asset Development Framework is a strength-based approach aimed to improve young people's lives and health outcomes by improving their assets. And these assets are positive experiences and qualities vital to raising young people who will become caring and responsible adults. Assets are the building blocks to support a young person and ensure for a successful transition into adulthood. And like a Jenga tower, the more of these building blocks young people have, the stronger they are to avoid high-risk behavior. The shift to focus on the positive and build on existing strengths that a youth already has meant that we had to update our approach within public health efforts, as they were more centered around a deficit model approach. The decision to make this change was supported by research and evidence suggesting that strength-based approaches are most effective in addressing the needs of youth. Considering the factors that affect both positive and problem youth development creates a more comprehensive strategy that works for all youth rather than just at-risk youth. In public health, programs using a youth asset development framework can have desirable effects. By acknowledging and building on the existing strengths, young people feel empowered and are more likely to make responsible, well-informed decisions. To put this concept of youth asset development in concrete terms, consider our Adolescent and Family Life Program, AFLP, offered through Family Health Services Division. Public health nurses and community workers support young mothers through a strength-based approach. They've created a Young Mothers Advisory Council called YMAC, and the members of YMAC offer insight to service providers, complete community services projects together as a team, and have opportunities to share their experiences and serve as leaders. The group also offers peer support and a sense of belonging. This in turn empowers the young mother to be active in the development of her child and her own health. The AFLP program has experienced great success with its participants. A recent assessment of the program revealed that when compared to the general population of California young mothers, AFLP participants were more likely to receive their high school diploma, less likely to have a second pregnancy as a young mother, and received more regular prenatal care. One young mother shared that she is now on track to completing high school and plans to attend college. She would not even considered this path if she had not been involved in AFLP program. Before joining the advisory council, this young mother assumed that she would have to drop out of high school to have her baby. Through positive support, encouragement, and opportunities to lead, this young mother realized her potential and now has higher expectations for herself and child. This was made possible through using a youth asset development approach. Recognizing the benefits that come from a youth asset development framework, the health department considered how to create a universal message of this concept. Given the multitude of programs within the department, unique opportunities existed to pull together staff with expertise in providing health services to youth. It was obvious that there was much work already being done to support young people, but the department's leadership had not come together as a single group to consider the entire department's efforts around building a community of thriving young people. The collaboration of the youth development experts led to the creation of recommended actions for all of the department's divisions to incorporate youth development. So this was sort of our plan that we're going to do to move youth development forward across the entire health department. And after being approved by the department leadership, we used these 10 recommended actions to set the course for internal youth development efforts. Along with these recommendations, we focused on tangible actions to evaluate progress along the way. This slide summarizes the first five recommendations. And I want to highlight the third recommendation around the training of staff on the developmental assets. Much effort and energy was put into this this recommendation, and nearly 400 staff across the department went through a two-hour youth development in-service. These tailored trainings were an attempt to better familiarize staff with the message of youth development and also consider opportunities to better implement a strength-based approach when providing health services. We were able to tap into the San Mateo County Youth Commission as a resource. Adult Youth Commission staff and served as facilitators, as well as youth who functioned as co-facilitators during some of these in-services. And the Youth Commission is a group of young people that offer youth perspective on issues that affect them. The commissioners are placed on nonprofit boards and board of directors and county commissions so that they learn more about the government process while offering valuable youth input to policy and decision making. The health department has a contract that provides funding for staff to the Youth Commission, and we work to support their efforts. This slide summarizes the remaining 10 recommendations for implementing youth development across the health department. The eighth recommendation refers to the 2007 adolescent report pictured at the bottom. The adolescent report is designed to provide a snapshot of the health of San Mateo County's adolescent population and includes policy recommendations developed by the Youth Commission. It is intended to be used by providers, grant makers, policy makers, and young people and their allies to identify areas where improvement can be made. The adolescent report is an example of the way in which young people, with adult collaboration, guidance, and support, can develop a project and make policy recommendation in areas that affect youth in the county. The 2005-2006 Youth Commission developed and administered a countywide survey to nearly 1,500 young people, which assessed their experiences. This group then developed hypotheses about interrelationships among risk behaviors, assets, and life conditions that are supported by data from the survey. The health department and other youth serving agencies often refer to this adolescent report and the Youth Commission's policy recommendations as a valuable tool that provide direction when planning programs, initiatives, and other community efforts. This first year of implementing youth development across the department taught us much. Some highlights include creating an active youth development committee, completing the series of youth development in-services with 400 staff, spreading the youth development message across a wider audience of the health department, adding youth development language into existing contracts with community-based organizations, and supporting two county mentoring fairs where around 300 county employees came to learn about mentoring opportunities in San Mateo County. With these successes also came challenges. It was difficult to create a single crystal clear message that proved to be relevant for all programs across the department. Because of the separation between programs and divisions, it was difficult to organize all departments' youth development work being done in a clean, packaged manner. Using a youth asset development framework, however, allowed for programs again across the department to speak the same language when describing their work through using terms like the developmental assets. Jobs for Youth, that is listed here as the challenging areas, I just want to give a little bit of background. It's a summer youth employment program that's administered through the larger county system. More time and energy is needed to fully consider how we can improve this program because of its large size and the fact that the program is housed in Human Services Agency, a separate department in the county system. Lessons learned during this first year of implementation aided us in developing future plans. It became clear that we must tailor youth development efforts and messages to those we are addressing each time. These efforts were less complicated when there was existing support and encouragement from staff outside of the Health Policy and Planning Unit, the group charged with leading the department-wide youth development activities. It was realized that we could build this support by offering technical assistance, which included things like considering how to make youth development language actually happen in contracts, or even simply attending programs in the community as a department allies. The key lesson learned involved the weight that youth voice carries. Involving youth during the in-services was a concrete example of the potential young people have when they are supported. As the department moves forward with its youth development work, special attention will be given to involving young people throughout the process. And as the health department continues to move forward with this work and implementing the 10 recommendations, we will look back at this first stage for guidance. Given the recent financial changes, some plans will be adjusted and areas will be revisited when more resources become available. It is noteworthy that there are several exciting opportunities even during this time of limited resources. The Human Resources Department supported the two mentoring fairs that I mentioned earlier for county employees and has a special position within the county system. This partnership between HR and the Health Department emphasizes the larger support of youth development work and its place as a priority issue. In addition, the Health Department has been involved in larger community-wide youth development efforts, and these include participating in strategic planning process for community youth development efforts in Redwood City, attending collaborative meetings of youth-serving providers, and functioning as a bridge to the county system, and also creating a position in Health Policy and Planning Unit that will allow for more partnership between the Health Department and the Office of Education. The constant Health Department presence at these community events and efforts reinforce the department's commitment to youth development and ensure that this work will continue. To close, I want to take this opportunity to share in the successes of the San Mateo County Youth Commission. In April earlier this year, Youth Commissioners Wilson Chan on the right and Eddie Hu in the middle accepted the National Association of Counties, or NACO, Acts of Sharing Awards. The Youth Commission was nominated by the County Manager's Office and then won top honors in the youth category with the Youth Services Award and the $1,000 check. Eddie and Wilson are college freshmen this semester, and you should be on the lookout for more awesome work from these bright young men in the future. Thank you for your time, and
let's hold questions to the end.
We'll hold questions till the end.
Great job.
Thank you.